Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 3 of Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons and daughters through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, with which he favored us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our wrongdoings, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us. In all wisdom and insight, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he set forth in him, regarding his plan of the fullness of the times, to bring all things together in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth. In him we also have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things in accordance with the plan of his will, to the end that we who were the first to hope in the Christ would be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of the promise, who is a first installment of our inheritance in regard to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of his glory.
Because God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everything he created in both the natural and spiritual realms is under his complete control. That includes salvation. No matter how many times a person tries to refuse the Lord, he continues to extend his invitation in his complete sovereignty and grace. The Lord has issued a universal call, inviting everyone to come to him. Scripture says it isn't his will that anyone perish, nor does he take pleasure in the death of the wicked. He desires that all come to a knowledge of the truth, namely, that there is one God. Sin separates us from him, and only faith in Jesus reconciles us to him. Those of us who are believers can take no credit for our salvation. Scripture says that none of us seek God. Instead, the desire to know him comes through the Spirit's work of convicting hearts and providing the faith to believe in Jesus as Savior. Every step of salvation, from first to last, is of God. No plan of our Heavenly Father's can be stopped, so ask the Holy Spirit to help you grasp the immensity of divine grace, love, and mercy, and respond to him in humble, grateful faith.